here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Hope everyone's having a very happy Valentine's Day, and I'd like to wish happy Valentine's Day to my lovely and gracious wife, Cindy, who's home listening to the show. Tonight we are going to be talking about the upcoming spring and summer of soccer in Rochester at Salem Stadium, and we're also going to preview the start of the UEFA Champions League knockout stage that starts tomorrow with some big matches. We'll get to that with Dick Howard a little bit later, but right now here's Joe Sirianni, our gracious host.
Well, good evening, everyone, and Andrew, you're dressed in red, so you're right in the mood for Valentine. So happy Valentine's to you and to your lovely wife, and to all our listeners that... male or female, it doesn't really matter. We're just because you listen to our show, you are our Valentine. So welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, and we're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to talk about things that are very important to the soccer fans in Rochester. We're going to talk to one of my dearest friends, Pat Ercole, he's a longtime Rochesterian, and we want to wish his wife, Karen, and his family and his mother-in-law and all the people that I know, happy Valentine's Day.
I've known Karen longer than I've known Pat. I went to high school with Karen, so...
Well, I think Pat did a good catch when he got Karen.
Yes, he did.
You know, she put him right to the straight and narrow. he didn't fool around, and I can attest to that.
I was going to say, did you match them up, Joe? You did everything else in the Lancers.
No, actually... Actually, I think it was a thing made in heaven, because once he saw Karen, he just... he just went crazy for her. But we'll ask him about that.
Yeah, there you go. But we had also, of course, we're going to have our other special guest tonight is the owner of the Western New York Flash and now the name sponsor for the stadium. Joe Salen will join us. We'll find out all about what's going on with the Flash, about the naming rights. We'll find out more about Joe Salen himself, because he's a name that's not well known in Rochester, certainly very well known in Buffalo. And I know he wants to make his brand and himself, his family, and the Western New York Flash part of all of upstate New York, and it's going to be very exciting to talk to him. And then, of course, we'll have Dick Howard to talk about lots of things going on in international soccer and in Canadian soccer as well. There's some big news up there in Canada we're going to talk about today.
Definitely, and the press conference that we attended was very enlightening, and
this was the Salem Soccer Stadium or Salem Stadium press conference.
Right, and that was great. I mean, it just I was impressed by the presentation that Mr. Salen said, how he got involved in soccer, and we certainly respect and hope that his partnership with the Rhinos will bring to better soccer in Rochester, which certainly is.
By the way, speaking of the press conference, Joe, I'm glad you mentioned that. If you want to hear the entire Salen's Stadium press conference from last Thursday, you can go to our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We have a 50-minute podcast, half of which is the press conference itself, and then I spoke with Rob Clark, Rhino's owner, and Joe Salen, and Aaron Kiwi Lyons, the coach of the Flash, afterwards, so definitely check that out at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We also have some big news, couple news items we want to get to before we go to the break. We want to congratulate Rochester's own Jordan Allen, member of the U.S. Under-17 national team, competing right now in the CONCACAF Championships in Montego Bay, Jamaica. He earned his first cap for the U.S. today, coming in the 72nd minute. The Stars and Stripes beat Cuba by a score of 3-1. The U.S. will take on Panama tomorrow, or Wednesday at 4:30, and then we'll take on Panama again on the 18th at 4:30. So you can watch, you can see the progress of those matches at ussoccer.com. But we're very happy, Joe, Jordan Allen, the next great star coming out of Rochester.
Exactly, and you know what a feeling to have Rochesterian really, you know, enhancing soccer like Abby Wambach and
Brian
and all the
Bliss.
Other, Brian Bliss and Nelson Cupello, all the guys that really meant soccer. You know, they started from the from little kids, and here they are, very, very, very famous now.
Certainly,
you know, and all the you know, if you look at all the people involved in soccer, you know, nationally, and a lot of people are born in Rochester.
That's right. And Pat, our first guest tonight, Pat Erkley, wasn't born in Rochester, but he's a Rochesterian now. We're very happy that he's part of Rochester. We'll be right back with Pat Erkley next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Listen away to Dino Martino, my paisan.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
Hey, what would Valentine's Day be without Dean Martin?
Exactly, and you know, those feelings are for one of my dearest friends, Pat Erkley. You know, I called him up today and I wish him happy Valentine's Day, because I remember him when he first came to Rochester. I took, you know, we became very good friends. I was the father figure for him, and I still look after him, regardless, you know, sometimes he gets mad at me.
Well, there's always family disputes, Joe.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're very happy that Pat's always been a part of our show, and Pat joins us now. Pat's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. You can get your season tickets for 2011 by calling 454-KICK. The home opener is Saturday, May 7th against the defending league champion Charleston Battery. Pat, thanks for being with us, and happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you guys, and guess what? They'd love to hate you.
Oh, believe me. That's what happens when you're in the spotlight, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you try to please everybody, but it doesn't always happen.
No, and that's for sure. But as long that we try, and that's the most important thing. Well, Pat, you know, you pretty well know the new scoop and the thing, the North American Soccer League, you know, got sanctioned.
Yeah, let's talk about what happened today, Joe. This is big, big news if you've not heard this. Pat, I got to congratulate you for making the right decision, because the bombshell came out of the press conference today that the North American Soccer League, five U.S.-based teams, will not be in the U.S. Open Cup this year. And for that reason only, if not more reasons, but for that specific reason, I'm very glad you went with USL Pro, because I cannot imagine the Rhinos not being in the U.S. Open Cup with all the history the team has had in it. And I personally think U.S. Soccer is, I don't know what they're thinking. U.S. Open Cup should be open to everybody. That's the whole purpose of it being an Open Cup, but be that as it may, the Rhinos are going to be in the Open Cup, and we're not going to be seeing Minnesota, Carolina, Miami, Atlanta, or wherever the fifth team is. That escapes me at the moment.
Tampa.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's part of, and you know, nobody had a way of knowing that, but that was the one of the biggest reasons we also made the decision that we did, because last year we were in limbo all the way up till April, and decisions were made late, and it affected season tickets, it affected sponsorship packages, it affected organization for each of the games and group tickets. So we, you know, our biggest concern was, you know, we want to be organized, we want to be ready for our season, and certainly having a schedule early enough gives us the opportunity to plan properly and put the right people in place. And, you know, I can't be, you know, not even focusing on you know, that league, but just the fact that we've had sponsors come to us, we have had time to sit with them and give them direction in regards to what our plans are. And, you know, and even last week with the naming rights, you know, those are all issues that could have taken a back burner for us. And the reality of it is that hurts not just the franchise, but also the community. I mean, when you have a business owner from Buffalo that views our venue and views our organization and realizes the value in it and makes the commitment that he has, because he knows that we're organized and we're ready to do our business, that's important. So I got to tell you that we're pleased just on those things, not even what's ever transpired with the other league.
Well, one of the things, Pat, that you know, I see from the perspective of the new league is that it really doesn't have no effect, especially with the Open Cup, you know, to our league over here. Secondly, you know, in last year, just like you said, it wasn't until April that the decision was made which way we're going to go. But, you know, they were, you know, everybody was allowed to play in the Open Cup. So the decision that they made, I really don't care about it, but it doesn't seem caution in a sense. But what I want to ask you is this: if players, let's say you have a player in Rochester that he wants to go to the North American Soccer League, to one of those teams, what will be your approach? And and the follow-up question that I like to ask you is that if you have a players that you have developed, or a player that is signed to your contract, to a contract with the Rhinos, and he goes to MLS, is there any revenue that the Rhino receive for the transfer, or is it just like a free transfer?
No, I mean, it's like any other league or team around the world. If there's an opportunity to trade a player or transfer a player, you know, you could work out some sort of compensation package. Or, for that matter, if the situation's one that deems us to want to release somebody, we can do that too. But I could tell you that, you know, Bob and myself were focused on making our team better. And if the opportunity is there for us to trade a player to either MLS or NASL, because it benefits the team and our focus on bettering our team, then we'll make the trade. I mean, whether it's the NASL or the MLS, I think that's important. I even think that we have something in place between the leagues that that was discussed prior to all of this happening. That you know, if we wanted to loan some players, there's a limited amount of players that we can loan to MLS and NASL. So I mean, those channels are all open. You know, whether anybody's going to take advantage of it, I don't know.
Yeah, one of the statements that Sunny Gulati made today when he was asking about the players' movement, he said that, you know, you're going to see players, you know, from USL Pro, from the, you know, from the North American Soccer League, given the opportunity to, you know, to better themselves and show themselves, you know, so they can make the move up. So I think that's what was one of the things that was discussed today with regard to players, and there was his position that that's the intention of the whole thing. But are we governed by a transfer window?
Yes. There, but it's different than it would be in Europe. You know, there's a transfer window for players that are coming in from Europe. And I don't know the dates. They haven't given us the dates yet, but we have a deadline for our league to be able to transfer a player in. And if I recall, it's like the end of July.
Okay.
So if we wanted to transfer a player in, we'd have to do it before the end of July.
Right. That's even more critical this season because the season ends in the middle of August, so you really don't have a lot of time between the end of the transfer window and the end of the season. But Pat, let's forget about the other league for a moment. Let's talk about the naming rights of the stadium, because this is one of the biggest positives I think that the Rhinos have coming into 2011 with Joe Salen and Salen's Packing Company now being the sponsor for the naming of the stadium. From a business standpoint, Pat, tell us about how important that is for the Rhinos to have that company that is committed to 10 years total to be the naming sponsor.
Yeah, essentially, for us, there was obviously a fee in regards to putting their name on the building. So that was critical for us personally. And in addition to that, there was an opportunity for us because they're going to play 9 games in our building. So the opportunity to be able to host those games for them also created an opportunity for us as an organization. So we benefited in those two capacities, and it allows us to participate in helping them put on a better product in addition to the class of players that they're bringing on the field. But beyond that, it's really critical and important to the community, because when you talk about 9 games being played in addition to what we play in our stadium, it may be bringing in 40 to 50,000 additional people. There's an economic impact that takes place downtown. You know, those people are coming in. They may be coming in from out of town. They may be getting hotels. They may be going to restaurants. They may be getting their gas filled at a gas station. They may be purchasing at businesses within our community. So that's an economic impact, and that could equate, just on the economic side, could equate to millions of dollars every year. So, I mean, this deal shows a lot of faith in our community from the Salen family, and I'm really proud to be associated with them because they really care about being involved with the right people. And that was important to us, too, because that gave me an opportunity to see somebody that has a passion for soccer and understands that there's a value in it that could help and propel his core business, which is the meatpacking business.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Joe later on in the show. We're going to get more into his business and his view on this. But it's like it's like a marriage made in heaven. Valentine's Day today, we got the marriage of the Salen organization and the Rhinos organization, and the Flash and the Rhinos. I think it's a great thing for.
No, definitely. I was very much impressed by you know, the presentation that was made at the press conference, not only by the Rhinos but also by Joe Salen. I mean, it showed a little bit, it reminds me a little bit of the passion that the people that really brought soccer in Rochester, professional soccer in Rochester, had, and they had a vision. I think that this guy, Mr. Sellen's, got a vision too. And now I would like you to...
I'd like to add one other thing, Joe, that I didn't bring into the picture, because I think it was something that was put into the contract and negotiations with me and Mr. Sellen. But in the contract, there was an option, in the event we should ever pursue an MLS team, that he would be entitled to purchase in a third of that team. So it gives us an opportunity that in the future, if we want to pursue an MLS team, he may have a vested interest in being involved in that.
Well, which gives, you know...
go ahead.
No. And based upon just what you said, the MLS team, there is, you know, I talked to several people once the word got out that, you know, he become a part owner in the event that we're going to MLS. How is, you know, the vision? I mean, people are interested. People are saying, is that possible?
To me, the vision is this. We're strategically located between Buffalo and Syracuse and Rochester. We're right in the middle. We have a viable stadium that meets the requirements if we put on the additional stands. So the stadium was built to be able to meet the requirements for MLS. And the point is now, if for some reason there's some critical things that happen, for instance, and you know, maybe it never happens, the Bills decide to move. Maybe they don't build a stadium for them. I don't know what the reasoning is, but if for some reason they move, we sit right in a great location in regards to maybe bringing in an MLS franchise and drawing from those communities, and there's no competition. So the other avenue is that there's always that possibility, like we had presented to us, you know, 9-10 years ago, where the Hunt family wanted to bring in one of their teams. So that's always a possibility. So I mean, you never close your doors. You always, to me, and what I feel is, you always put forth the opportunities. I can't guarantee that they would look at our market and say, you know, this is where we want to be. But you always might find that investor that decides, hey, you know, there's two other investors here that are willing to put forth what's required to make this happen. And you never know. I mean, there's always that possibility. Do I feel that we are the big markets that are out there that people would rather be in? No. But the reality of it is, it could very well be the right situation for the right investor because the stadium's already in place.
That's very true, Pat. Hey, Pat, one more question I got before we let you go. You're going to be very busy this summer. I just did a little quick math here. There's 30 home dates between the Rattlers, the Flash, and the Rhinos, and that's within 16 weeks. So basically, it's going to be two a weekend matches plus Open Cup plus who knows what else, friendlies. So I mean, you're the COO of the company. What are you going to do with the staff? How are they going to be able to handle this extra workload? And
Andrew and I are looking for a job.
Yeah, I could use a job.
Well, we're going to need your help, obviously. You know, we've started to look at that and realize again, having the opportunity to start because of the ability to have our schedule early gave us the opportunity to prepare better for it. Yeah, additional people will definitely be needed. And obviously there's always the internship that we're looking for to help game day operations. But essentially, we've done a lot of work preparing for it already in regards to many things that transpire throughout the course of a game. That's something that last year was like, you know, we glued it together at the last minute sort of thing. And you know, we had a lot of things going on last year. Not only did we not have the schedule, but we had getting new vendors in the facility, and it actually happened, again, late. So, you know, all those things, we didn't have a vendor like we had in Famous Dave's the year before. So we had individual vendors, you know, getting a liquor license in place. There were a lot of added things that were all put on the plate right at, you know, April in like 4 weeks. What we accomplished, I got to commend the organization. Again, I was only part-time at the time, but essentially a lot of the people that were in that office A little bit myself. we got things done, considering what we had to work with.
Well, certainly, you know, the staff that you got over there, it's a hardworking staff. Believe it or not, they're very courteous and they're very helpful in everything that they do. And there's several that should be commended, but if I do it, then I will forget somebody, they get mad at me. But I commend them on your behalf, because you are the big chief right now. So my congratulations to you and to them.
I
have one more thing that I want to ask you pertaining to the team, of course. And the team is most essential part, you know, as far as I'm concerned, because if you have a great team, you're going to bring the people there. What are you planning to do with the team as far as additional new players, and what's your goal?
Well, we've already signed some players that essentially played, you know, with teams in our league last year, and then some of the teams were North American Soccer League teams. So some of the players are choosing to come in our direction. You know, they take a lot of things into consideration, you know, in regards to the league, the stability of the league, looking at maybe some of them decided based upon the uncertainty of the other league, they decided to come our way. We haven't announced them, but we do have some players in place already that are players that have had a good career with some teams that but essentially we're very successful in our league. So, you know, on the same token, we may have some deals, and they're not finalized, but maybe some of our players that were here last year may be put in a situation that gives us an opportunity to maybe go out and enhance our team based upon trades that we may make.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I can assure you that we've already signed several players that are impact players that were in this league already.
So
I just haven't announced them yet.
I say we're going to be hearing a couple more press conferences, it sounds like, in the near future. So
yeah, I don't know if it'll be a press conference, but we'll definitely do a press release.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the importance of the situation. But we have some things that definitely require some press conferences, and whether it be related just to soccer or just events that are happening in the building. I think there's a lot of good things that are happening. Part of it is, again, the tie-in with Salen and the Flash. And part of it is some of the things that we did last year with other individuals that benefited from our relationship and our partnership.
Well, it's certainly going to have
those seeds that we planted last year are starting to, flourish.
Soon you're going to have your hands full when Martin and everyone back going to meet each other at Salem Stadium. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to have an overfull crowd over there, and what a beautiful event that's going to be.
Well, yesterday she was actually in town doing an appearance for MVP, and she had a good turnout, and we were actually there. Our organization was there, so you know, and it went very well, and she was received very well. She's in Syracuse today, I think. So, you know, Abby's doing her part, and, you know, it's a good thing because she's getting in front of the people, and, you know, the Flash don't have all their players in yet. Obviously, they're going to start at the beginning of March, their preseason. So as soon as we get their schedule and their preseason schedule, we'll have that published. It's almost all tweaked. Hopefully by the end of this week we should be able to get that out.
Well, Pat, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and wish Karen and your whole family a very happy Valentine's Day, and we'll definitely have you on again real soon, and when all this news is going to be coming out with the Rhinos and the whole organization with the Flash and the stadium. I know there'll be a lot of things happening in the next few weeks, and we'll be right there with you. So thanks again.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
Ciao,
a lot.
Pat.
I appreciate it, and happy Valentine's to you, too.
Benedetto di saluto.
And all our fans that are out there, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Erkley, the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and the Rattlers as well. I don't want to forget that. Well, we come back, we're going to go up to Canada and talk to Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and they have the international report. Lots of news to talk about. We'll get to that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1.
And News Power 1040 WYSL. Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
A little bit different intro tonight for Dick Howard as we continue our Valentine's Day theme with Billy Preston. And yes, Bob, you can't stump me on music trivia, Bob. I'm the king of music trivia, especially the 80s. But anyway, we're very happy to have with us Dick Howard from Canada and Mr. Zero's appearance tonight. As always, the International Report is brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Thanks for being with us, Dick.
My pleasure. I thought it was with regard to the Chelsea-Fulham game.
Oh my goodness! It was. I was listening
nothing
to
the. Nothing from nothing, you know.
Yeah, zero from zero equals Peter Cech, because he saved the game.
Yeah, you've got to give him a pat on the back. You know, you thought, well, that's it. Clint Dempsey's going to do the business, but he would love to retake that penalty kick. It wasn't a well taken penalty, but credit Peter Cech for getting behind it, you know.
And Dempsey is not the regular penalty taker for Fulham. I forget who the gentleman's name is, but he was substituted off earlier in the match. But it was interesting. I was listening to the game actually on radio, and the announcers were just the EPL announcer said if Fulham had won the match, they said it would have been a travesty because they didn't deserve to win. But you know, sometimes that happens in the sport we love, where you know one goal makes a difference. But it was not a good result for Chelsea today, and puts them now 12 points behind Man U. And
if Danny Murphy had taken the penalties, I think it would have been, because he's the usual penalty kicker. But it certainly puts them behind the eight ball, doesn't it, with regards to pressing Manchester United. In fact, I think now they're, 2 points behind Tottenham Hotspur.
That's
so,
right.
So it's not been a good week for Chelsea with regards to the result and the debut of El Nino against Liverpool, and then this result.
Yeah, I know that I'm sure, Dick, you're hoping that the bad luck continues on Saturday when Chelsea hosts Everton in the FA Cup replay.
And yeah, Dick, I tell you what, though, Andrew, and you'll testify to this, you've got to have consistency, and Everton have been very inconsistent. I saw them, as you know, play and win a tremendous game against Blackpool 5-3, and then they go and lose 2-0 to Bolton Wanderers, who are a good team, actually, so that's not unexpected. But Louis Saha wasn't there, and he was the key, certainly, in the four goals he scored against Blackpool. But they have not been scoring goals, and defensively they've not been as tight as in previous seasons. So it's going to be a battle for Everton, you know, staying out of the relegation zone. It is so tight, isn't it, the season for many teams. You can win two or three games, you can be in the middle of the table, or you can be near the bottom.
That's right. And I know that that's the same way in Italy. And Joe was doing backflips after the match on Sunday. Juve beating Inter.
I'd like to see that.
Let me tell you one thing, Dick. I have a question for you before we talk about Juve. Talking about, you know, penalties. As a goalkeeper, speaking as a goalkeeper, you know, the guys that take the penalty, they take one step, two step, they stop, and then they kick. I mean, as a goalkeeper, what would you, you know, how do you see that?
Well, you've got to do it all in one motion. When you talk about the stopping, this is what Pelé used to do. He used to come up to the ball, fake to make the shot, and the goalkeeper go hurtling off in one corner, and then they just put the ball in the opposite corner. But it's got to be one movement now in taking the kick. You look for clues, you know, you look at the you know, where the player is standing prior to the kick. It gives you a little bit of a clue with regards to where it's going. One of the things that they did a study here in Canada and analyzed thousands of penalty kicks, and the one big clue was the position of the non-kicking foot always indicated, in most cases, or 90% of the cases, where the ball would go. But that's a very late clue for a goalkeeper to react. And what tends to happen now is that goalkeepers will decide, you know, which way to go and try and outguess the shooter. But I remember we played Pelé and Santos in the 70s, and I went up and shook Pelé's hand before the penalty kick to try and thank him. And needless to say, when I was picking the ball out of the back of the net, Pelé came and just ruffled my hair and said, "Better luck next time, goalkeeper." So, you know, even psychologically, you try and psych out players. But a well-hit penalty kick hitting the inside of the netting, you have no chance whatsoever.
And I think that the stronger the kick, the less chance the goalkeeper's got.
Yeah. I think what you will find is a ball that's played in with the inside of the foot waist height is a good savable distance for keepers. But if it's hit with power and accuracy, then it will just, you know, physically you cannot get to save those shots. And as you say, if you try and be a little bit too cute with placing the ball, it can be saved by the goalkeeper.
Right.
So I would certainly recommend that shooters, you know, hit the ball with power and accuracy.
That's my thought too. But now, talking about me being happy, I was extremely happy. First of all, because I'm a little bit confused. I like Bazzini, so I'm not as much as Inter as I was before. So but Pazzini made a statement that he refused to go to Juventus because financially, but also because he thought that Inter was the best place for him to go, and he thought that Matti was, you know, made a bad choice. But as things worked out, Matti scored the goal, and you know, in Juventus, at least for the moment, they're in a high.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen next game?
How about the miss?
I just saw the reaction of Leonardo to that incredible miss by Samueletto.
Yes. Well, he hit the post.
He hit the post
and come back. Yeah. But you've had another two, three chances to score goals, too. I mean, I think that they dominated. At this game, they were really up for it. But, you know, they beat a good team.
Yeah.
Like we said last week, remember? We talked about that Inter's got really the horses to win everything.
Well, they're going to be competing in the Champions League, but not this week. Actually, the Champions League round of 16 has been split into 2 weeks, which is a little bit different, I guess, giving people more of a chance to watch all the matches. So, Dick, there's going to be only four matches coming on this week, and the one that everybody in England is actually talking about is Spurs and AC Milan, which is going to be a very interesting matchup. I know that with Gareth Bale being out for Spurs, that's not going to be the top lineup.
It was a little bit of a blow for Spurs because we know what he did with Inter with the last games, you know. But certainly, it's a difficult fixture for Tottenham. If they can come out with a tie, it'll be tremendous. But AC Milan have got so many players, you know. They've got a tremendous balance of youth and experience, and they're a tough team to beat. Do you use the word San Siro or the Miasta, Joe, when you're talking about playing in Milan?
I'm sorry?
With regards to the stadium.
Well, you know, it's been the stadium really not in good condition right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, there are so many games, and the turf is not very good anymore the way it used to be.
Yeah.
But you know, let's talk a little bit about.
Well, we got to finish the preview here. We promised at the beginning of the show.
All right, go ahead.
We have Valencia against Schalke as the other match tomorrow, and then the Wednesday's big matchup, of course, a rematch of last year's round of 16. Arsenal will host Barcelona at the Emirates Stadium. Do you think Dick Arsenal has any chance to come away with a victory in this match?
I think you know, overall they will lose. They might come out with a tie in the first game, but I think that Barcelona, you know, the way they're playing this season, it's hard to see anybody stopping them, and certainly they are expected to win this tie. Arsenal, on their day, if you allow them to play, can be very effective, but I don't think that the way that Barca play and the way that Guardiola's got them playing with the pressing and, you know, that then when they get the ball possession, they're going to be more than equal for what Arsenal can suffer. I know there's a lot of Arsenal fans in the Rochester area, but it's going to be a tough one, even though they're playing at home in the Emirates.
And the other match is Roma against Shakhtar Donetsk. So I don't want to make the Roma fans upset by not mentioning their match. So.
Yeah. Roma's doing well on this one.
Roma's not doing so good so far. So we got to see. But I watched the game Manchester United against Manchester City, and what a goal when Rooney scored! I couldn't believe that. It was.
You used the expression "golazo."
Golazo.
Andrew, in your, you know, the script for tonight, and that's a perfect explanation of. You can imagine what a Latin commentator would make of that goal, you know, because it was just unbelievable. And for listeners who don't know, a golazo is, you know, a world class goal. And the way Wayne was talking after the game, he felt it was probably his best goal ever. And Sir Alex Ferguson, and he's, you know, one to really not be too much in praise at times of people, but he said that is one of the best, if not the best goal he's ever seen scored at Old Trafford.
It was an amazing strike, but coming up on Saturday, though, the match I think everybody has to watch because it truly is the David versus Goliath. Manchester United will host non-league Crawley Town at Old Trafford live at noon on Fox Soccer Channel, and you just got to look at it. You know, Sir Alex is not going to play. Probably none of his starters will play that match because they have the big Champions League match against Marseille middle of next week. But just to see a tiny team like Crawley Town will make probably enough money for their club to last into the 22nd century for this is one match because they're going to make so much money. But I just want to see it. It's going to be
that's the beauty, though, and in this tournament, the FA Cup, you know, longest cup tournament in the world, and where you can have a situation where what we call a non-league team, a team playing outside of the main professional leagues, can gradually get through and play, you know, one of the big boys. And there have been upsets over the years, and very unlikely this time around, but it just shows the wonder of the Cup, and I think it's a tremendous tournament with regards to that aspect, because I know that there have been upsets, and who knows, but Manchester United can't afford to lose this one.
Dick, just before we let you go, can you comment on the woman and the women national team in Canada going on strike?
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation at the moment. For the listeners that don't know what's happened, the Carolina Marachi, the coach of the national team of Canada, the women's national team, has made a statement that she will be leaving after the World Cup, and she's got philosophical differences with the Canadian Soccer Association, and the players have got behind her, and they are saying that they will boycott future international games if it's not resolved. So at the moment, as we speak, officials from the Canadian Soccer Association are in Rome at the training camp of the team, and hopefully it will all be addressed, because as we know, the Canadian women's team did exceptionally well in qualifying for the Women's World Cup this summer in Germany, and this is the last thing that they want. So hopefully it will all be resolved, but it's been a very difficult situation, and certainly the players are behind Carolina Marachi, because she's done such an outstanding job with the team, not just the qualification for the World Cup, but in the performances of the team. So hopefully it can all be resolved.
And Dick, one last quick thing before you go. Ronaldo announced his retirement today, the greatest goal scorer in the history of the World Cup. I can identify with him. I have the same condition he has, hypothyroidism. That's why I'm bigger than I should be. But you know what a career he had. And if he hadn't been injured, imagine what he would have done.
Amazing, yeah. 34 years old, still a young man, but obviously the knee problems and very other conditions are attributed to that. But when you look at, you know, two World Cup wins, FIFA Player of the Year three times, played for, you know, Barca, Real Madrid, AC Milan, Inter. I first saw him in 94 in Canada when he played for Brazil against Canada in an exhibition game prior to the World Cup, and I still remember his goofy sort of grin that he would have, and he was such a likable character, and what he achieved in the game over the years, just outstanding, and sorry to see and hear of his departure from the international scene.
Well, Dick, thanks for being with us as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Pleasure, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day
to you and all your listeners.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Thank you. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back with the owner of Salen's Packing Company and the Western New York Flash, Joe Salen, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
Imagine cleaning out your car and finding hundreds of dollars worth of change hidden in the seats. That's the feeling you can get when you change your car insurance to Allstate. People who did saved an average of $348 a year. Change is good. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
This one goes out to the one I love.
A little more contemporary selection here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer and our Twitter page. We want to welcome our newest Twitter subscribers, twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from socceristhekickinthegrass.com, where you can also hear previous shows and get all the latest news as well. But Joe, we're very happy. We're going to have a lot of Joes on the show. I'm going to have to try to...
Joe is a good name, that's why.
That's right. My middle name is Joe, yeah. So it works out. We're very happy to have with us the owner of the Western New York Flash and the prime title sponsor for the stadium. The naming rights was given to or were purchased by his company, Salem Packing Company, last week. Joe Salem joins us. Joe's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes of Rochester. Great homes at a great price. Number to call is 889-4840. Joe, thanks for being with us tonight.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, so I have Joe Salen, Joe Sirianni, and Andrew Joseph Battisti. You got all the Josephs going here tonight.
Well, I just an inside thing that for 10 years, I don't know if you're familiar with Tobin Peck and Company. I worked for them for 10 years.
I worked over there for 10 years. I'm old enough, unfortunately, to remember Tobin, yeah.
Yeah, I worked over there for 10 years, and I did a lot of good things over there, you know, hot dogs and everything. So
I remember Tobin too.
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar with your organization, you know, what you do. So, but yeah. Right now we're talking about soccer, and we want to welcome you to Soccer Kick in the Grass. That's the first time that we got you on, and I hope it won't be the last. And Andrew and I were at the press conference, and I was very impressed by the presentation that you made pertaining to the love of soccer and how you got started.
Well, so would you very much.
Would you mind just to give us a brief of what you said over there for our listener?
Well, it starts with our children. Our two youngest are a boy and a girl, and as they were growing up, they were both interested in playing soccer, so as naturally as involved parents, my wife Anita and I, would go to all the games, and then you eventually start to get more and more involved, and you start to be involved with the community. And then in 1999, we live in Elma, New York, which is about 12 or 13 miles southeast of Buffalo, and in 1999, our children were in their teens, and an indoor soccer facility was available. It had gone bankrupt, so we looked it over, and we decided to purchase that facility. It was then known as Elma Sports Park. We bought it, changed the name to Salem Sports Park, and we've expanded it several times over the last 12 years to its present size of 180,000 square feet. So we have one field now that, we've got three fields, but one field is our pride and joy. It's a full-size regulation field, 325 by about 225. So it's a three-span building. So we can play full regulation games in there. And we've always wanted to have elite teams play and train in that facility to reflect on our name, to demonstrate what type of product and how the level of play can be improved by training at Salem Sports Park. And over the course of the years, our daughter got older, graduated from college, continued to play, played over in Rochester for several summers. And then she met Aaron Lines, who was playing for Rochester, the Rhinos, and they got together. We decided to put a Buffalo team together in 2009, which we did, and then this past year, the Buffalo Flash was its name, and in 2010, Buffalo Flash won the W League Championship, going undefeated. So it basically starts with your family, and you become hooked on soccer and certainly a strong proponent of soccer in general and the women's game in particular. And that's basically where we are today. We moved up from W League into WPS, which is the highest, certainly the highest league in the United States, if not the world.
Well, Joe, I want to just—I don't know if you probably know this because you're a very intelligent guy. The name Flash is very dear to Rochester fans because in the early '80s, after the Lancers folded, the Rochester Flash joined the old American Soccer League. And in fact, Joe, my partner, was the trainer for the Rochester Flash as well. So we were joking. It's like it's amazing to think that in 2011 we have the Flash, the Rhinos, and the Lancers coming in the indoor game. All three teams, the names are all back in Rochester in 2011. It's amazing. We're very happy that you have made the commitment to bring top level women's soccer to upstate New York and playing the games in Rochester, because this is a soccer city. It's been that way for decades, and we're very happy that the team is going to be playing here. Was that one of the reasons why you decided to buy the naming rights for the stadium, because of the Flash playing here?
Oh, yeah. Well, it all is part of a larger plan. See, I own Salem Packing Company in Buffalo. It's a 142-year-old company, family-owned. I'm fourth generation, and our children are fifth generation. So, and Rochester's only a little over an hour's drive away, but we really don't have tremendous market penetration with Salem products, particularly our ham, turkey, and chicken over in the Rochester area. So we looked at this from two different perspectives, the soccer business and the meat business. The soccer business, we needed a venue, and we needed the deep, mature soccer fan base that Rochester provides, as well as the wonderful venue that Salem Stadium is. And we have we're based in Buffalo, the team. We train in Elma. And so it became a regional approach, similar to Buffalo Bills, you know, how they train over in Rochester in their training camp prior to the season. So we're marketing the team as well as our meat products in the Rochester area, because it doesn't take long to get over to Rochester from Buffalo, and that's a prime area for us to sell our meat products and to have the Flash play and bring, as you say, this world class competition with international players and all of that entails to the Rochester area there and the Western New York area in general. So it's a wonderful win-win situation for us as a business and a business enterprise, as well as sports fans in Western New York.
Joey, we're running short on time. We're sorry we got you on a little late. We'll definitely have you on again in the near future. But one quick thing, the Salem brand is going to be on all of the WPS uniforms this season. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's also another great accomplishment for your business, that you're going to be not only having a presence in Rochester and Buffalo, but also New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, Atlanta, Boston, Miami, with the Magic Jack SC. So I know that we're looking forward to working with you guys, with Salem's, with the Western New York Flash in this upcoming season. And we'll definitely have you on again real soon to talk more about the Flash and about ticket sales, because you can get your tickets through the Rhinos at rhinosoccer.com or go down to the office. 454-KICK is the number. So, Joe, thanks for being with us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. The excitement's building. Thanks again. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you personally at the stadium.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Night. Joe Salem, the owner of the Western New York Flash and of Salem Packing Company here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're really looking forward to working with Joe in the upcoming season at Salem Stadium. It's going to be a great summer for Rochester sports at the stadium. We want to thank Pat Erkley for joining us, and of course Joe Salem, also Renee Meyer from the Western New York Flash for setting up tonight's interview. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WISL Controls. Be with us again next Monday, President's Day, 6:30 p.m. for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, WYSL1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.